It's been a long week.
Hey, Lou, first time caller, long time listener.
You've waited patiently.
I can think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Well, the time is here.
I don't think I missed a show except for when I was out of town.
And the time is now.
Hey, that is unacceptable.
Time now for Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, House Smarts Radio, Labor Day weekend. How you doing? It's me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Nice, cool weekend this morning. A beautiful, sunny day out there. I think that it's just absolutely perfect. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you this morning? Oh, sorry, catching you.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, what a beautiful morning.
Right? Sun is shining coming in there. Don Kleppen, it's nice to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. It is beautiful.
Now, how are you, my friend? I haven't seen you or talked to you in a while.
Great. Great. Yeah, it has been. It's been too long. I'm happy to be back and see you guys. This is it's fun here on Saturday mornings.
Now, I understand that Mark Kerman was working until 1 o'clock in the morning. So if you did he bring his pillow? Did he bring his neck pillow, Mark? Did you bring your neck pillow?
Lou, I'm always ready to go. I don't need any neck pillows. That was yesterday. Today's today. We're moving forward. It's a little cold outside, Lou. This is summer. It's not supposed to be fall. Enough with your
gotcha. Well, that's very nice to have you here this morning. What did you host last night? Where were you filling in last night?
I was filling in last night. Was on after the White Sox game till 1 a.m. and had some fun. It was a good jaunt. I'm working on going to a bridal shower here, Lou. Don't really know what my role is. Not sure.
Today?
Not today, no.
Oh,
a week. A week from Sunday, Lindsay.
You just show up and you walk out with those gifts and you go, oh, hello.
Wait. What? The groom goes to the bridal shower now?
Yeah, he shows up at the end and everyone goes, oh my gosh, look, he's here. And then everyone
shows
gives
up
him
at
big
the
hug.
End.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, like a trophy. Yeah. Like a trophy.
Exactly. And then you help bring all the gifts out and take some cute pictures.
There's a rumor I'm supposed to bring a gift, Lindsay.
Ooh, I don't think I got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think flowers. I think
flowers. I think,
right?
But not like a gift.
Like, do we know what is your beautiful fiance's name?
Her name is Chelsea.
And do we know like what her favorite flowers are?
I don't think flowers are going to get it done here, Lou.
Really?
No.
Really?
What about chocolates?
Things have changed.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is we're raising the bar over here. I'm trying to lower
food?
It.
What about chocolates? What
some
about
food?
Chocolates? How about?
Right?
How about
what are you
Italian?
Thinking? Can you tell me on
how
the
about
air?
This? How about this? You really want to make a lasting impression?
Yeah.
How about you walk in with a big platter of Italian beef? Hi, ladies.
Boom. You're loved.
I brought a platter of boner beef. Who wants it? Hot or spicy? What do you want?
I got sweet right here. Dipped. Who's looking for a wet situation?
Oh, my God. Your future mother-in-law just turned around. What is she doing? What did she made a mistake.
Hey, it's unforgettable, though. That's an impression.
It's unforgettable.
Right there.
And then he walked in with a platter of Italian beef. I mean, that's actually funny. I think I would do that.
Maybe have some chocolate cake from Portillo's. We're rolling.
Boom.
Even better. Yeah, I like that. Well, hang in there, Mark. It's nice to have you with us here.
Thanks,
this
Lou.
Morning. Nice to have Don here as well. And it's nice to have all you here as well. We're always happy to help you out every Saturday morning here on 720 WGN, House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A couple quick things I wanted to talk about. We have Family Fest, Misericordia Family Fest, which is a week from tomorrow, that will be taking place at their location on Ridge Avenue on their campus. It's so much fun. Starts at 11 o'clock. You can go to Misericordia.com to buy tickets in advance, or you can buy them at the door. I will be there as well. My wife and I and some of my family members. I'm not quite sure who's coming, because tomorrow we're taking Max to college. The last kid's out, and I'm super happy for him, and he's jazzed and excited, and so that'll be a lot of fun, and starts a new chapter at the Manfredini House. Empty nesters. A lot of empty rooms. We're going to...
It's crazy.
I think we should rent out the rooms, make a couple bucks, right?
Airbnb.
Airbnb, right? No?
You might want to just enjoy your time.
Right now, Mark could probably come over, because he probably just wants to take a nap.
I lived with Jimbo in Texas. He rented out rooms. It was awesome.
Yeah. Was it? I don't think I'm going to do it. Anyway, Misericordia Family Fest is a week from Sunday. And later on, I want to tell you about Sister Rosemary Connolly, who runs, who's the executive director there, just celebrated 50 years A little bit later on, I'm going to tell you about a beautiful celebration that was last Sunday that my wife and I got to participate in, which is really something. But right now, let's get to your phone calls. 312-981-7200 in Chicago. Tim is calling in. Tim, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be your first call.
How can I help you, sir?
A couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was your last caller on your show on Saturday, and you were helping me with a dryer issue where no matter how much I washed the clothes, they came out sour. I don't know if you remember.
Keep going.
I said that I was going to try the Afresh system, and you said, well, if that doesn't work, then try this, that, and the other thing. I just wanted to follow up and let you know that the Afresh really does work. So if you're having that issue and, you know, didn't have to do all these other things that you had suggested, but I just thought it might be nice to start with a follow-up rather than solving a problem.
I love that. Now, remind me, this is a front loader, right?
It was a front loader, and no matter how much I washed the clothes, they came out smelling sour.
Yeah.
And we thought it might be a bad line or this, that, and the other thing, but that Afresh stuff really does work.
What I can't understand is this is an inherent design flaw with all of these front loaders. And I don't understand why they can't solve this problem. I mean, I'm going to sound like an old man, but we put a man on the moon for crying out loud. And why can't we figure out how we can't get the smell away? And, you know, it all kind of stems from that rubber bladder that connects the drum to the body of the unit itself. And, right. You know, I think I probably told you about that. When you fold that back, you can see some of the maybe the mildew that accumulates underneath the fold there. And that's where...
There's a buildup that happens in there. I think maybe it's because it's a front loader. It's not vertical. It's horizontal, you know.
Right. But it's just that they got to figure that out. But I'm glad that Afresh worked. That is a really good product. And I know people have had really good results with that. And that's nice of you to call in, Tim. I appreciate that.
All righty. Well, thanks so much and have a great show.
Thanks and have a great holiday weekend. I appreciate you calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
He's taking your calls till 10.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Lou Manfredini.
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
Here he is now on Hub Smarts Radio.
Happy Labor Day weekend. Hope you're not working. Hope you're listening to WGN. And if you are and you need some help with anything, pick up the phone and give us a call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In Chicago, Don is on the line. Don, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Two quick questions, and the first one's going to sound ridiculous, but we're replacing three new toilets. We bought a different house. So we're putting three new toilets in.
Okay.
Everyone's toilet flushy is great and they're quiet. Is there a place you can actually go see and hear the toilets function?
Yes.
So we're looking for one-piece comfort height.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple places. I think if you go to the Merchandise Mart and you go to the Lux Home there, the Kohler showroom has working displays.
Okay.
That's one. The other place you could probably go is in, I guess it's Highland Park, Studio 41. I believe they have working displays.
That's a great store. I went to the one on the south side. They don't have working, but that is a great place to go.
Yeah, you could call them. I think they have working displays there. But the Merchandise Mart probably is your best bet where they have it
going. Okay.
I mean, what are you looking for, anything fancy, or what are you looking?
Well, we're probably either going to go with a one-piece Toto or a one-piece Kohler, you know, comfort height.
Yeah. I mean, the comfort height.
I want to do this one time right.
Yeah, the comfort height is good. I mean, the one-piece, I've got a couple of one-piece toilets that I put in years ago in our home. They're actually Kohler, I'm trying to think of the brand. Rialto is the line.
Okay.
It's kind of a little more like a design, and the China's got a little bit of a detail on it, in particular the base where it sits on the ground and the the lid of the tank and everything like that. Very nice. Comfort height. They work really well, you know, with the one piece. I mean, Mike, that Rialto toilet, the one that's in our powder room, which gets a lot of use, is still working on all the original parts inside of it. I've replaced nothing on that toilet in 18 years.
Wow. Okay.
And that's and the technology and the flushing technology and the China and stuff has changed a lot. So I would, I mean, Toto makes a fine product too. I'm a little partial to the Kohler products. I've put a lot of those in, and you know,
how's the 1.28? Is that still do a good job? So they said they got some new system in the tank that flushes well.
Yeah, so that's the difference, right? The ones that we have from 18 years ago are not. They're I think they're 1.6. It's less about, you know, here's the thing with the comfort height, because the bowl is higher. You get, you know, you've got gravity on your side and more pressure coming down with less water, and so I wouldn't really concern yourself too much with that. It works pretty well.
Okay. How about French doors with blinds? Anything you can recommend?
Say that again?
French doors with blinds. Anything you can recommend? Any brands?
French doors with integrated
blinds?
You know,
they open up. They're like patio doors, but they open up. It's an outswing, but they have you can get blinds in them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pella was the one that kind of created that. Although I need to double check this, but I got a call from somebody that told me that the Gilkey makes a product with blinds inside of it as well, and they make fiberglass doors. I work as, you know, promoting Gilkey windows, but their windows and doors, if you were going to do an outswing French door, I would do the fiberglass over the vinyl because it's a stronger material.
Okay.
And, you know, I would call them to see about the integrated blinds as well.
All right. Good man, great. Don. Thanks.
Appreciate you calling. Have a nice holiday weekend. Thank you so much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Al is in Evanston. Hey, Al, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. Love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is this. I have a 30-year-old brick home. Excellent condition, 90% brick, but there are some areas, I assume the architect did this for structural reasons, that is, what should I call, I'll use the product name, it's Drive It.
Okay.
The idea was to make it sort of look like stucco, and it has that same color of stucco. They did a great job. I know I was here when they did it. Blue board underneath. Nice base coat, you know, it's kind of a plasterer did this, and then a finish coat. It's just looking a little drab. So my question for you is, do I need to hire a plasterer to kind of put another skin coat on there, or is there a paint product that I can apply myself? You know, that stucco, that Drive It has a little bit of a sand finish to it. It's very fine, so I'm debating which way to go.
Okay, so it's a synthetic material, not a true masonry material, right? And it isn't that the actual stucco itself looks fine. Like when you look at the overall texture of it, it's fine, but it's just the color looks a little drab.
It just looks faded, yeah. It's held up for 30 years, so they did an excellent job. It just looks
so
a little faded,
thing.
Like you... Go ahead.
No. So that color that was in there originally was like mixed into the material. Your only choice at this point is to paint it. And you can use any kind of exterior, good quality exterior paint on there to bond and will bond to the synthetic stucco. So... For instance, so you're going to clean it, right? That's the first thing. And you can do, is this high up that you're having this, where you have to do this?
Not really. It's a two-story home, but all of what I'm talking about is pretty much, you know, 10, 12 feet in the air. So it's not a problem.
So you're going to clean that. And I mean, it isn't anything that I would go at it with a pressure washer with, because I don't want you to damage the synthetic material. So maybe it's like a house wash, right, that you could spray on there. Concrobium makes one you can put on the end of a hose. Who else makes one? Scott's even makes one that you can put on there, spray it on there, let it sit, and then rinse it right off and really rinse it well. And then from there, use a paint and primer in one exterior in the color of your choice. What I would tell you is one of the best exterior paints and primers in one out there is from Ace. They make this product by Clark & Kensington, which is a really, really good product. It's super sticky, full of acrylic. It was rated number one a couple of years ago by Consumer Magazine, and it really goes on well and has really good coverage. I would roll it on, you know, cut around where you need to go, and now you'll have a painted finish. This is the one thing you got to, know that as opposed to the synthetic stucco that you have there now, that the color's integrated, now you have a painted finish. And so 10 years from now, you may need to paint it again, but it will stick and hold up really well for you. Al, thanks so much for the phone call. I hope you have a nice holiday weekend. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I got the glue off, but it took a little piece of the decorative there. So I took a black marker, and I filled it in, and only I think I would notice it. I don't think my husband will.
Is he still sleeping?
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can match it in there, if you're the only one that knows there, spin the table around the other way.
Yeah.
Then he'll never know.
Yeah, you know what? See?
See, we help you out this time.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I'm sexy and I know it.
Welcome back. Happy Labor Day weekend. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We've got a cool little Noodaloo 2 coming up later on this morning where we're going to talk about something for your party, which I think you're going to really like. And then a couple weeks ago, it was like National Honeybee Day, and I'm super focused on the honeybees. And we're going to talk with a lady who is the operations manager of the Chicago Honey Co-op. Who knew that there was such a thing? I also want to let you know that, you know, I started doing a podcast, and it's we're calling it House Smart's Lunch with Lou. And speaking of honeybees, there'll be a little bit of a tie-in here, even though I don't talk about that on the podcast. But I had the opportunity to interview Roy Spencer, who is the founder of PermaSeal. And we did talk a little bit about PermaSeal, but we talked more about his story and starting and what it takes to run a business and perhaps what motivated him to do it. And I think it's pretty interesting. We had a really nice conversation, and we had a conversation about pickles. And the pickles have a lot to do with a successful business, and I think that you'll find it to be interesting. My huge thanks to, once again, we did the podcast at City's Edge, which is a terrific little restaurant in downtown Edgebrook, right on Devon Avenue. They were kind enough to host us there. If you're looking for a place to get a really good sandwich and really good barbecue and with a really fun atmosphere, go see my friends over at City's Edge. Thanks to Karen and Fred for allowing us to sit there and then do our little podcast there, right? It's fun. It's a lot of fun to have lunch with Lou. And we have more coming up. And so that's posted. You can find it at Spotify or Buzzsprout or Apple iTunes, wherever you find your podcasts. And we'll post it. It's up on my Facebook page as well if you want to link to it as well. It was really nice. And my thanks to Roy Spencer for joining us and Lindsay as well. We had a really nice time. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Josephine, who's in Highwood. Hi, Josephine. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call. Lewis, I have a kitchen table that has a black painted, I don't know, I think it's painted. It's kind of a little bit distressed on the edges. And it just, there's always watermarks, and I always have to put a cloth on it. Is there a product that I can put on it that will protect it, or do I have to strip the whole thing?
So the surface of the table on the top is like a wood-stained finish?
It's wood, yeah, it's wood, but it's black, so I'm assuming it must be painted black. I don't know, you know, it's the...
Do you see the wood grain through the black?
Not on the top. On the edges, you see it. You see a wood, you know, a different color. Like,
and is the edge where you get the water spots?
No, it's on the top. You know, I mean, I can't put anything on there that it leaves white, you know, those white Mark's rings or okay. whatever. Yeah.
All right. All right. I want you to try this. How old, Josephine, how old is the table?
Gosh, I have no idea because I bought it at a house sale. It's in great shape, but I have no idea.
Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yeah, I have it right with me.
Ready? You're going to buy a product called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Howard's Restore
a Finish.
A Finish. Okay.
Full disclosure, Josephine okay. and I are Josephine and I are related.
Yes, we are. Your father and my I was your father's first cousin. Yep,
you still are.
My dad were.
You still are.
Still are. I still am. Yes.
You're going to go see my friends over at Mutual. They'll have it.
Okay.
You're going to buy that, Mutual. And you're going to buy a pack of quadruple zero steel wool.
Quadruple steel wool. Got it.
Pour a little bit of this Howard's Restore Finish in the neutral finish. There's different finishes. I want you to get the neutral. It's a petroleum-based product, so you got to be careful because it smells, right? It's flammable.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe wear some rubber gloves. Put it in a container. Put the steel wool inside there. Squeeze it out.
Okay.
With the grain of the table, I want you to lightly go across it.
Okay.
And revitalize the finish. And then wipe it with a clean rag.
Okay, just
now that's going to bring the finish. That's going to bring the finish back. It's going to look great. Now, the problem is, you said every time I put something down there, I get.
I can't put a glass with a little bit of damp. It leaves a mark.
Right. So now, when I'm done, when you're done, and it's like, oh my gosh, it looks amazing. I want you to clean the whole top again. And this is when you're at Mutual as well. I want you to buy a small little pint of. Varathane waterborne finish. It'll be a little pint in a semi-gloss. Waterborne finish. Varathane, which it is waterborne, but in the semi-gloss and a foam brush.
Okay.
And after this is all cleaned up and you got all the oil residue off of there, you're going to wipe it down even with a little like Windex and a paper towel, so we get all the oil residue from the from this. Then we're gonna, with the foam brush, we're gonna put a coat of this over the top, one thin little coat. Let that dry with the dry steel wool that you bought the quadruple. Lightly go over the top of that to smooth it out.
Okay.
One more coat. Let that dry and enjoy.
Okay. Sounds good. I got it. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend, and say hi to the family, and thanks again.
Thanks, Josephine. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, you can't do everything. Sometimes you need a little help. That's where Lou comes in, and he's taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
No, you're not alone. I'm gonna make this place your home.
You know, Lindsay, when I was a child, there was a part of my childhood where I was a little bit of rebellious.
Ooh, tell me more.
And in particular, rebellious towards my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of kids do that. Mm-hmm. And my parents, you know, when I was younger, they got divorced, and I think I had some anxiety. Josephine, who I just spoke with, her father, Dominic, in a way, inspired me. You know how you talk about mentors and people that he inspired me to go into carpentry.
Oh,
I was a teenager and we lived in Highland Park, and I came home and for some reason I was locked out of the house. Can't quite remember the circumstances, but I was locked out of the house. And I went to the side door. We lived in a tri-level house, and I was trying to force the door open. And I finally put my shoulder into it. You know, I'm not a small man. Mm-hmm. And even then, I was a big kid. And I put my shoulder into it, and I broke the door open. And it was a wood door. And, it shattered. It broke open right at the deadbolt. And I was like, oh, man. I can remember the door was painted. This is so funny how I have this image. The outside of the door was painted like a sky blue. And it was a half-light door, meaning that it had glass on the top. And it was the side door that led into the hallway of the thing. And anyway, I broke the door open. So I was like, oh, man, now I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. My dad came home. He was not happy. And he called his CEO Domenico, Josephine's father, mm-hmm. who was a carpenter. Mm-hmm. And he came over, and he was this big, handsome man. And he was, and he put the door all back together, and he glued it all back together. The next day, he didn't even know the door was broken.
Really?
I was like, that was amazing. It was like amazing. It was like magic. Hmm. And it's so funny. Whenever I do any kind of gluing of any kind of wood back together, I think of that.
Of that story.
Of that story.
Oh, I've never heard that story.
Isn't that funny?
It's a good one.
Busted that door right wide open. You want me, you know, if we're going to rob a bank, I'm your guy. Blow the door right open. Anyway. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's a good story. I remember that. Let's go back to the phone lines. In Buffalo Grove, Laura is on the line. Hi, Laura. You're on WGN.
Hi. Good morning. I have one question that kind of turned into two. We have carpeting on the first floor, and it's on the wall where there's two windows. Windows are fairly new, not leaking from what we could tell. The floor in that area, over the years, occasionally a dog would have an accident, so I would use the vacuum washer or whatever to treat those areas. And if probably in the last 3 weeks, we kind of noticed discoloration almost in swirls in the area, but also extending further out. So not sure, like sometimes it would feel maybe damp, but not so much. Didn't seem to increase after those episodes of really bad showers we had. Check the windows, don't see any water spots on the walls around there. Also went to the basement walls that are below it, didn't see anything on the walls, and this is where it turns into another problem. I opened the ceiling tile, and a bunch of stuffing, the insulation with mouse poop and everything started falling down. So I think now we got two issues. But could the changes in the coloring on the carpet be in any way connected to what's going on with the mouse? We were going to try to take a shot back and vacuum, take the tiles down, vacuum, and then take a look at the wall, but just kind of wanted to pick your brain for anything else that we might need to be looking towards or do.
Well, I think you have two separate issues, right? And I think that certainly if there's a rodent issue, we need to get all that taken care of, probably use a combination of either bait and repellents and try and find the area where the rodents are coming in from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that we need to inspect. The water issue, what's the exterior of the home?
It has vinyl siding on it, which is probably about 10 years old. And in front of there's two windows in with this area, and there's bushes in front of it. There is a spigot for a faucet for the hose. I checked that. It didn't look like it was leaking there, but I don't know if it could be related to that.
So wait. Okay, that spigot that you have right there, you use that spigot regularly?
Only occasionally, maybe if we were going to. It's been, and I don't even have a hose attached to it. When I do use the hose, I unattach the hose.
Okay, so when's the last time you used that hose?
Probably July, mid-July.
Okay, is everything dry right now?
Seems to be.
Okay.
Just discolored, yeah.
Is that hose bib a frost-proof hose bib, meaning that in the wintertime, do you shut anything off on the inside of the house or no?
We do not.
Okay. It could be that hose bib, so the way that works, that handle on the outside,
mm-hmm.
there's a pipe that comes through the wall into the I guess you know where you have those ceiling tiles? Can you take the ceiling tile away and see up in there where that hose bib is?
We could, but not right now, because when I do it, all the stuff falls down. And
got it.
I want to wait for my husband for that one.
I got you. I'm gonna guess that there's a crack in that pipe coming from the outside in.
Oh.
And when you turn the hose on, you're actually introducing a little bit of water leaking in there, which is what's coming down and getting in there. And I think that's where your problem is coming, since it's been dry and we've gotten some rain, right? I mean, a couple weeks ago, or even last week, we got a fair amount of rain. And that would be an issue where I bet it's coming in from there, and you need to replace that pipe. It's all related to that spigot right there. That's my guess. Thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate you listening. I do want to share with you a little new to Lou, too. This is a product that we found at the Houseware show back in March, and it's a fun little product for partying that I had an opportunity to use, I think, at Max's graduation party, and it was a huge hit, and I think you'll find it to be as well. Take a listen.
Do you love to throw parties? Or are you always hosting friends, family, and good times? Well, how about lighting up the night with our new Tulu 2 this week? Wherever you are, whether it's chilling on the sunset beaches or deep in the woods around a campfire, Cooler Brights will keep your beverages aglow all night. These LED cooler lights illuminate all of the ice and drinks in your cooler. The radiating light from the lighted coolers turn a basic cooler into a fun refreshment station. They'll even make bottled water look fancy. Cooler Brights come in a variety of colors, so you can match just about anything. They're great for holiday parties, like a spooky purple, maybe when you're bobbing for apples this Halloween. Or what about coordinating with your favorite team for tailgating? They just make everything more fun. Find out more at Brights, with a Z, B-R-I-G-H-T-Z, -LTD.com. They're sold at Ace, Amazon, and a bunch more places. I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page, on his Instagram page. They go for about $15. So, hey, have some fun. Lighten up. Check them out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I really did like that movie, Blinded by the Light. And that music makes me think about it. Another movie that we went to go see, though, that you have to go see, is Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon?
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. This is the sweetest movie. Dean Richards talked about it. And so this is my fun thing about, you know, Dean Richards movie reviews. I get to see Dean on Friday mornings when I do WGN-TV. And so I kind of walk into this office over by where Dean sits, and then I'll come and I'll chit-chat with Dean a little bit, and we'll talk about movies because, you know, my wife is an unofficial member of the Academy. And I will say, oh, we went to see the movie. And he goes, oh, you got to go see this movie. Like, I get a little... And then he goes and reviews the movie on TV. So, like, I almost get a little, like, a little... He gives me a little taste, right? He's like a drug dealer. Gives me a little taste, and then he gives it for free, and then I go see the movie. And it is the sweetest movie, and I'll tell you what it's a sweet story. I think it's, if I remember what Dean said, it's the first time that an actor with Down syndrome is in a lead role.
Oh.
It is so sweet. Go see this movie.
We will.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
I will. That sounds good. Very good.
It's really good.
Thanks for
good.
The tip.
What were we talking about?
The New Tulu 2?
Oh, The New Tulu 2, Blinded by the Light. Good movie, too.
You
it's the mini little LED lights that are waterproof. When we did Max's graduation party, we have a wet bar, and we have a sink that we fill with ice, and we put like the beer and the soda and the wine in there. You drop these lights underneath the ice, and it's got a little bottle that looks like a little booze bottle you get on an airplane. You light it. It's battery operated. It illuminates the ice inside the cooler, and it's waterproof. It's so cool, and it comes in different colors. And what is it, like $15?
Yeah,
it's not even
expensive.
Yeah. This is so much fun for your next party. People will be like,
or
oh
tailgate.
My gosh, you're the hostess with the mostest.
Or tailgate. Or your Halloween.
Or Carmen
party.
Could bring that as a gift.
Do a wedding shower?
Yeah. No. So here's what he's going to do. He's going to take those lights and put them around the platter when he brings the Italian beef.
I think we're going to have to work on this.
I'm writing all this down.
981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Brian, who's driving around in his car. Hey, Brian, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey there, Lou. How you doing, boss?
I'm good, sir.
Yeah. I'm having some concrete poured on Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever they get to it. And I heard you mention a sealer for new concrete. And also, I want to stain the patio we're having laid down to, and what you would recommend for that, and if I need to seal over a stain.
What is it that you're... Okay, so you're pouring a patio and what else?
And a driveway and a sidewalk.
Okay. So two things. Are you taking the day off when they do this?
Should I?
I want you or somebody, when you talk to the guys that are going to be doing this, you're going to say to them, I want you to make sure that the I want you to pour the concrete and make sure that it's wet in the truck, meaning that a lot of times when the guys go to finish this, if it's a nice day, they don't want to put a lot of water in the mix and because they want to finish it, because when they leave, they don't want anybody to walk across it because it's their problem. So okay. You're going to say, I want it wet in the truck, meaning that it's going to slow down the curing process, but you're going to take the afternoon off, and all you're going right. to get a long stick and a radio, and you're going to okay. stand by the concrete, because if a kid comes by, you're going to hit him with the stick so they don't walk and put something in your concrete.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
It's a joke. Don't send me any text messages to say he's telling people to hit kids. It's a joke. But the whole idea is that if the concrete's not wet enough when they pour it, and the reason they do that is so that it hardens, that top, the cream on the top can flake away, and then you got a problem long term. Now, once that all said and done, after about 30 days after it cures, you're going to use a sealer that they may or not know about called Bone Dry.
Okay, and it's out of Kenosha. Bone Dry, that was it.
BoneDryProducts.com is where you can find the product and you can order it. Okay. Then the stain on the
patio
stamped concrete, they can actually add that color in the truck too if you want.
Yeah, I'm lucky that these guys even showed up, because they've been so backed up and busy. They were supposed to be here in June, so I don't want to add any complications.
All right, well, then if you want to go, there's a bunch of different concrete stains out there. There's a company called Eagle. There's even Rust-Oleum has concrete stains that you can put over the top of that. Oil base, brush it on, roll it on. It'll absorb into that. After that, then you put the sealer on top.
All right, and then you would seal after that.
Correct.
With a Bone Dry.
But keep in mind with this, Brian, is that you got to let the concrete cure before you do this. That's like 30 days.
Absolutely. For at least 30. Now, what if we get a lot of moisture like we did last fall?
That's fine. The moisture doesn't bother me, but the curing part of it, actually, here's the thing. When they get done pouring that concrete, okay, and and it's, you know, looks really nice, and you can put your hand on it, and you're like, oh, look at that, it's nice and hard now. I want you to take a hose and sprinkle the concrete and get it wet, because that's going to slow the cure down. When we slow the cure down, especially that initial cure, it helps to keep that top coat bonded better.
Gotcha.
That's your job.
Boy, am I glad I called you, man.
Well, now they got to do a good job pouring the concrete.
Yeah, well, I've seen their work, and they did it. What I've looked at, they did really well. So
good, yeah. Good. Well, good luck with the project. I hope the weather cooperates.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm on my way down to the Cubby game.
All right, Brent, we need another win. We need a big weekend against the Brewers.
Beat them all. Yep.
Yeah. Have a fun one, Brian. Sir. Thanks. Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
So you know how I can't ever say sports player names?
Like
Acuna?
Right.
So I just, you know, whispered in Mark's ear and said, is it Acuna? And he said, don't read that one. We're a Sox team. We're a Sox station. Don't read that. Read the other one.
See, he's you know, like, what he is? Oops. He's a company man. I like that.
No, but
he
was wrong, because they're playing
whatever
each
they're
other.
Paying Mark Kerman, it's not enough. Let's put that out there.
Thanks, Lou.
Oh, right? Oh, Mark.
Right. Who's running this joint?
Acuna.
Acuna Matata.
I was going to say, do you think people sing that to him?
Ronald Acuna. I forgot for a second that, White Sox are. I did the postgame show last night, by the way. They are playing the Braves, so.
Yeah.
Oops.
Stick with me, Mark. Stick with me.
Let's hire Lindsay for sports now.
Right. She loves the sports names. She loves it. Lori Markkanen. It took us forever to get that one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, especially when you see it spelled out. Mm-hmm. Right.
What about Dikembe Mutombo? You got that one there, right?
It's a tongue twister for me, but I got it.
Her favorite is her favorite is basketball players because her husband is such a basketball fan that she said that drives her crazy because all she hears is the squeaks on the TV, which drive her nuts.
Oh, love to hang out with Lindsay's husband. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great dude.
He is. See? He loves the basketball.
He's all right. He guys can go. You guys can go watch your games together.
All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Ted, who's in Northfield. Hey, Ted, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
We have a front walkway that is covered with bluestone, and we're trying to get a sealer so that it would achieve a wet look. What are your suggestions?
I mean, I can get you there temporarily, but it's not gonna last because bluestone, it almost like it sheds, and so whatever you put on there is just going to come right off.
So I would clean it. Kind of a product that would last for a year.
Yeah, no, I can get you a year, and I mean you have to reapply it. There's a company called Eagle that makes a sealer that you can put over bluestone, and you're going to clean it, get it in good shape. Is it a groutless bluestone? In other words, is it just loose laid, nothing in the middle of the stones?
No, there is grout between the pieces.
So clean it all up really well, get it nice and, and you can clean it with, you could just... You could literally use a deck brush and on a pole and some dish soap if you wanted to, and then rinse it, let it dry, so that now the stone is nice and clean. And then you're going to either roll this on or use a pump sprayer. I'd probably roll. How big of a walkway are we talking about?
It's about 12 feet by 4 feet wide.
Yeah, I'd probably just roll it on. And they'll come in different finishes. You probably want something with a semi-gloss over the top of it. Try not to do it in direct sunlight. So if it's if early morning or afternoon would be good, we want to, just like I mentioned with the concrete, you want to slow down the process of the curing and the sealing of this to give you that wet look. And you'll probably get a good year out of it. It's a great project to do in the fall, because of the cooler temperatures, and and then give it a shot, but know that it's going to peel, and you're going to do it again next year.
No, no problem. It's another project on my to-do list. So thank you, Lou.
You got it, Ted. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
You know how there's always that one thing in a room that draws you in? Well, it's hard to beat the beauty and elegance of granite and quartz countertops. And Tom has the most enormous selection in Chicagoland. Over 400 in stock. Whether you want classic and understated or bold and exotic, you're going to find a look that'll elevate your home's wow factor. Adding granite or quartz enhances the value of your home, and the prices cannot be beat. Another reason I always stop to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
This is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress. Because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you?
Chance to wear a summer dress, right? So cool today.
Your white summer dress. No more white dresses after Monday.
Does that still go, right? You can't. What about the white pants you bought me? Am I done this weekend?
I think you can wear them.
All right. Well, hey, can
I say go for it. Who's stopping you?
Right, exactly. You're not the boss of me.
I kind of am sometimes. Right now I am.
Yeah, that is true.
We have an interview to do.
We do. Real quick before we get to the interview, though, I just want to mention that last Sunday, I had a chance, you and I talked a little bit about this, I had a chance to act as the MC for this amazing celebration for Sister Rosemary Connolly at the Chicago Hilton and Towers. There were about almost 1,500 people in attendance. She celebrated her 50th anniversary as being the executive director of Misericordia, which is amazing. And 70 years as a Sister of Mercy. And it was such a lovely event. Lindsay, I've had the opportunity to MC and host events before. The amount of love that was in this giant room of people was palpable. I mean, you could feel it, right? And she's an amazing woman. The people around her that have been with her for so many years, Lois Gates, who's been with working with Misericordia, I believe it's either 46, I think it's 46 years. A bunch of other people that have been there for 40 some odd years that are just amazing and do just a wonderful job. It was really a lovely celebration. It was a who's who of the Senator Dick Durbin was there, Mike and Diana Ditka, Cardinal Supich, and it was just a really lovely event. God bless her, Misericordia, all the volunteers, all the staff there. You are doing God's work, and it really is something else. I need you all to do God's work a week from tomorrow to come to Family Fest, because that'll be going on the campus of Misericordia as well, and it's going to be a great day. I'm going to be out there as well volunteering. I'll be doing a live auction with my friend Lynn Bramer from WXRT, who's also always so generous with his time for Misericordia, and we will be out there raising money for them. It's such a fun event, and I hope to see you all there as well. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. You know what I love? You know what I love? I love honey. Love honey? I love everything about it.
Hmm.
I use it when I cook. I use it in my tea. I have to have honey in my tea. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, don't make me tea. If you're going to say to me, would you like some tea? I need some honey. No honey. But you know what you need to make honey, don't you? Bees. Joining me on the phone line right now is Sydney Barton. She is the operations manager for the Chicago Honey Co-op. Good morning, honey. I mean, good morning, Sydney.
That's not the first time that's happened to me this morning. Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I am fantastic. Can you tell me what the Chicago Honey Co-op is?
Sure. We're a group of beekeepers and non-beekeepers who got together in about 2004. And formed a cooperative to raise honeybees in the city of Chicago and sell our honey at farmers markets and online.
You don't raise honeybees, you keep honeybees, right?
Sometimes we raise honeybees too. We have different apiary locations. The apiary is the word for basically where you keep a bunch of hives. We have apiary in Bridgeport, in back of the yards, and near Humboldt Park right now. We're kind of in different locations.
So let me ask you this. I think that a lot of people, when they think about keeping bees, they can kind of see those typically like those white boxes, right, that you stack
mm-hmm.
up. Now, if you weren't doing that, right, if I'm a honeybee out in the middle of nowhere, where am I doing that without your help?
In a tree or, you know, in a city. You might be doing it inside the walls of somebody's house.
Right.
Because that's been known to happen. They find cavities. They prefer locations that are higher up, so maybe 20 or so feet up in a tree. And their cavity has to be a certain size.
Okay, so
they
now
won't use it.
So we all know that, right, bees go and pollinate. We need that. Mm-hmm. That's like super important.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wild, when they go and make this honey, what do they do with the honey?
They store it. Have you ever seen honeycomb in the comb?
Sure.
Like honey? Sure. That's how they store it. They build their house out of beeswax. And they make that beeswax with a gland in their abdomen. And they put together this honeycomb magically, you know, hexagons. And they store everything there. They raise the young bees in those cells, is what we call them. And they store honey and pollen.
And it's just, so it's there for them to exist, meaning that they build this home, this honeycomb, and this to exist so they can raise more bees. And right. I would imagine in our area where we live, they go dormant in the wintertime when it gets cold, right?
Not exactly dormant. What they do is they use that stored honey to feed themselves over the winter. So they're actually keeping the interior of their hive warm by eating honey and beating their wings to create heat. So they're clustered together very tightly, but they're still less active in terms of them not leaving the hive, but they're right. still not dormant. They're just powered down and, you know, eating a lot of carbohydrates.
Got it. All right, now let me ask you this. So now fast forward to you. Here you are, Sydney, you're a beekeeper, and you have this, you have these boxes, right, that you're raising. When you go and you harvest that honey, do you make them mad? Like, hey, man, I worked really hard for this honey. What are you doing?
You know, contrary to popular belief, it's really hard to make honeybees mad unless you make a mistake as a beekeeper. Hmm. They're so focused on what they're doing that if you do a normal inspection, because beekeepers inspect hives now to make sure the queen and the hive is healthy, they don't notice you even as you're standing over them. Now, you can move the wrong way, you can drop something and make a few bees angry, or you can accidentally squish a bee and get stung on the finger like I did yesterday. But it's not really that traumatic experience of taking honey. You just have to know how to do it as quickly as possible.
And then
go away.
There's a huge movement right now with some of the pesticides that's being used and a real focus on how these pesticides can harm the bee population. Mm-hmm. Where before you talk about that, a few years ago, there was a story about how we were losing all these bees, and it was a huge issue that, you know, we didn't have enough honeybees to pollinate. We need them in farming. We need them in all these different aspects of agriculture as well. Are we in a good place now with our bee population, as far as you know, or is it still something that's a critical thing that we have to focus on?
It's a critical thing only in terms of the health of bee colonies. Individually, it's not a question of, you know, honeybees going extinct or their populations dropping so badly that we can't pollinate. As long as there are beekeepers, there will be honeybees, because beekeepers know how to make new colonies by producing queens. And queen honeybees lay all of the eggs in a colony, and in a healthy colony, a honeybee queen can raise 15 to 2,000 eggs a day. So you can see how the population would increase with honeybees.
Wow!
In a hive. Okay.
And there's a lot of talk about some of the pesticides that are being used, and there are natural ways if you're worried about bees around you. And obviously there's a bunch of different bees, right? There's good bees. I mean, a wasp is not a honeybee.
Right.
And certainly that's something that people, that's one that you can make angry and can come after you. But the pesticide thing is something a lot of people are concerned with.
Yes, and in the city of Chicago, we're pretty lucky because the park district does not spray insecticides on the, you know, they don't try to get rid of the weeds. They don't try to get rid of pests. They let what is blooming bloom. So there are huge quantities of Dutch clover available in the parks, along with whatever has been planted for, beauty purposes.
Right.
Can appeal to bees. But the neonicotinoid, that's the classification of insecticides that is really pervasive and a particular problem in rural areas, because those and other insecticides aren't specific to any particular insect. They mm-hmm. blanket kill
right
every insect around them. So
right.
That's a bad thing.
I love the honey, and I love the fact that you're keeping track of all these honeybees, you and your cooperative, and then you're selling these things at farmers market. One of the things that I always, that years ago I learned, and I know that maybe some people take, you know, think everybody knows this, but honey is the only food that never goes bad, correct?
Right. Absolutely.
So it is.
I didn't know that.
I can keep. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you right, see I mean, that honey start to get sugary in the bottom of the jar, it's perfectly good.
Huh. I'll just throw it out.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the amount of actual water in honey, the reason it's so safe and lasts forever is the water content is so low. So the sugars actually want to separate from the water at some point, which is called crystallization, and it's actually a sign that you've really got some raw honey that wasn't overheated, that still has all the micronutrients that are in honey naturally, and bits of pollen, which we have many customers tell us that that helps with their allergies to have our honey. So there
Sydney,
you go.
Where you're raising, you're harvesting this honey, you said you're selling it at a lot of different farmers markets. Where are some of the farmers markets we could send some people to that may be able to find some of this honey?
Yeah, we work two markets, and we're at market today. We have a team at Green City Market in Lincoln Park right now, and we'll be at Logan Square Farmers Market tomorrow, and we will do both of those markets until the end of October.
Sydney Barton is the operations manager for the Chicago Honey Co-op. I just call her Honey. Sydney, I really appreciate you taking the time this morning and giving us a little education about all this. It's very interesting stuff, and I love that whole honeybee thing, and I think the more people understand that they just want to do their job, leave them alone, we'll all be a lot better for it.
Sure. Can I briefly mention three resources
for
homeowners that don't have anything to do with honeybees but do have native pollinator interests? One is the Xerxes Society, that's xerxes.org, the Peggy Notobart Nature Museum here in Chicago, and we ourselves have a nonprofit called Chicago Honey Co-op Training Center. And these are all great resources for people who want to help pollinators of all kinds.
Love that. Hold on a second. I'm going to have Lindsay get all that information, and we're going to post it on our Facebook page as well. That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And throughout, when I talk to people, you know, Lindsay will send me little notes on the computer screen. Oh, ask about this, ask about this. And then her note says, you know what else lasts forever? Twinkies. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's see here. Mary Ellen is in Oak Lawn. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for hanging on. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. I hope you'll be able to help me, and thank you for your program every week. I'm calling because I'll do the little question first. Is there a need to lubricate fans, you know, like floor fans or ceiling fans, you know, after years and years of use?
Not really, because those are sealed motors typically, and there's no, with the newer version, meaning the last 20 years, there's no reason to do that. Floor fans, the best thing you can do is unplug them, and if it's like a box fan, take the lid off and clean them. And, you know, there's that grate that you can take off and wipe it all down. That would be probably the only thing I would recommend that you do, and maybe take a, if you take the backside, like on a floor fan, take a little vacuum and clean out the the motor, just to keep the motor cool. But yeah, no oiling of a fan.
That sounds good. All right, now the main question. I hear all the commercials about Mega Pro, but they don't come to the south side. I mean, they sound too good to be true. And do you know of any comparable alternative, you know, that would do the same type of thing? Because I've got a deck that needs to have some repairs done and an overhang added, and then a bunch of honeydew putsy stuff that I just don't know about trying to get a contractor that will cover all of that, like MegaPro advertises.
Right. Well, I mean, the MegaPros people have been around for a long time, and yeah, they have a geographic area that they work with, and they've gotten, you know, people have been very happy with their work over the years. But yeah, they don't come south. Tell me the projects you have.
Oh, there must be, like, it's like from hanging pictures to putting in a mailbox, a lamp. I mean, it's all kinds of
variety
of things.
Two, two resources for you. I mean, I don't have any specific names of anybody down on the South Side for you on that, but two resources. The NARI website, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org. And you can plug in your zip code and then look for handyman services and or general construction services or home advisors, which is a clearinghouse for contractors and people to work on your homes that is been around for a long time, and they have a pretty good stable of contractors in there, and you can geographically find them to work in your area, and it would be a good source to get a couple people to give you some prices on the work that needs to be done.
Y'all got a problem? You know who to call.
I have a problem. When it rains, my window wells fill up with water.
It's the first time we've had central air conditioning, and we have sweaty ducks.
He's the man of Saturday mornings.
Lou, this is the most joyful show on the radio, I gotta tell you.
The Bomb Diggity.
Just wanted to thank you for some very good advice you gave me several months ago on a furnace.
Your dit-dit-daddy-o, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own Radio 720 WGN.
You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's
Welcome
your
back. Baby? House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, by PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Ace Hardware. Real quick before I get back to your phone calls, Lindsay, you know, in August it was 6 years that we opened up our Villa Park Ace Hardware store, which is pretty cool.
It's crazy.
But what's even cooler than that is when we were looking at that store, I'm going to be completely honest with you, I have been to Villa Park over the years, but it wasn't like a community that I knew a lot about. And when we were looking at the store, they said, oh, you know, it's right next to Mike's Meat Market. I'm like, Mike's? Oh, my gosh, this place is famous. It's been around. People for Thanksgiving, they like line up to get their turkeys out of this place. And it truly is this amazing gourmet kind of meat and deli shop. They're celebrating their 50 years in Villa Park today. And so if you're in the Villa Park area, go by and say hello to Mike's and buy something there. They make amazing sandwiches. It's like one of those places where you go and they do prepared foods. And it's a small place with a huge heart and really a terrific staff that's going on there. And you can stop by Mike's, wish them a happy anniversary, 50 years. That's a lot in Villa Park. And stop by the Ace Hardware, too. They're doing a little grilling demo there on the latest Weber grills using foods from Mike's Meat Market.
Look at that.
See that? Bringing it all together. So congratulations to Mike's 50 years in Villa Park. That's a huge accomplishment. And they really do have a terrific staff. I'm sure if you talk to the management there, they'll tell you it's all about the people that they have working there because they're really great. So congratulations to them. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Diane is in Wisconsin. Hello, Diane. You're on WGN.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. We moved into a house about 3 years ago up here, and I formerly was from Park Ridge, so I'm very familiar with your store. It was a great store over in Edgebrook.
Thank you.
And this kitchen sink is an old cast iron Kohler sink. It's about 25 years old, and it's seen its final days, I think. I can't get it clean. It's awful. And I want to replace it with a stainless steel. But I go to look at these sinks, and there's so many different. There's the price ranges from $50 to $300. What should I look for in a stainless steel sink that would, you know, be nice and look good and last?
Is this a undermount?
No, overmount.
Okay. So with the stainless steel,
it has two holes, and you know, it's 33 inches deep.
Right.
Is the hole?
Do you still want two bowls?
Yes.
Can't talk you into a single bowl?
Nah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something right now. You really don't use the double bowl.
I do.
You don't. You're just saying that. Okay. The reason I bring that up because when we redid our kitchen, I tried like crazy to convince my wife to just do a single bowl. And she's like, no, I want a double bowl. And I'm like, you don't use the double bowl. And guess what kind of sink we have? A double bowl.
Okay.
A double bowl. Okay. LK makes really good stainless steel sinks. And they also, that's the nickel content that you want. Krauss is another company that makes really good stainless steel sinks. Here is the secret sauce in no matter what sink you choose. They now, most sinks come with a, like a metal raised grate that goes on the bottom of the stainless steel sink.
Oh, okay.
This is the game changer when it comes to stainless steel sinks. In my opinion, if you're going to have a stainless steel sink, you only buy it with that bottom grate. It's made in the shape of whatever the sink you buy, and it will come in both sides. It has these little feet with little rubber feet on top of it. It elevates everything. So when you're throwing dishes or a spoon or whatever in there, what happens to a stainless steel sink is you scratch it all up. And that's what drives you crazy, and it's typically the base. This is over the top. You wash your dishes. You do whatever. Every now and then you pull that thing out, you wipe the sink down, you know, and you normally clean it, and that's what you want to do. So either an LK or a Krauss sink would be two of them that I really like. At Overmount, you're going to spend $300 on that sink, but that's going to last for you.
All right. Okay, that sounds great. And the other thing is when we moved in, we have all hardwood floors, and where the people that lived here before us, when they moved out and they took away their area rugs, there's a difference in the color of the stain on the floors. You can, it's not big. I mean, it's
almost like a shading.
Yes.
Right. I mean, that's just that is probably more from sunlight and, you know, the light that hit it and the light that didn't hit it. And the only way that you're going to blend that in is to resand the floors.
Okay, I was afraid of that. Okay, all right, very good. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your new sink. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sporting his hard hat and hammer, back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream Waters.
Chris Duffy, our
this land was,
what do you call him? Creative services person here at WGN Radio. Is doing some really good things about Labor Day and what it means to be about labor. And there's so many cool things that the working person has created. One of them that I heard was a really interesting one. And it goes back to, you know, the role of unions as it pertains to, you know, their efforts to make sure that the environment for the working person was safe. But the whole child labor thing that happened, and without that movement, you know, Chris even says in one of his promos that, you know, kids were allowed to be kids after that because they were getting taken advantage of. And it's a really interesting series that you're going to hear throughout the weekend, put together by our own Chris Duffy, who did a terrific job with all of that. So happy Labor Day to all of you that work so hard every single day, and hopefully you get to enjoy it a little bit, at least a day off. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Barbara is in Frankfurt. Hello, Barbara. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I have vertical cedar siding on my house.
Okay.
And I'd like to put something that I don't have to paint anymore. And I like the vertical look or the wood look. I don't like the vinyl or
Wait. So we wanna take it all off. We want new siding.
New siding.
Okay.
And then I also want to know what you think about that like faux stone, like maybe just to put at the bottom.
Well, I love that stuff. I think that's really cool. It's a great way to change the look. It's not what some of it is real stone. It's just it hangs on the wall almost like a siding. They put a track on there, and if it's done right, you would swear that it's real stone, like supporting the whole home with a little sill thing going across there. As far as the vertical cedar siding, both CertainTeed and Hardy make synthetic siding that is concrete based or a wood blend based that looks just like the cedar you have right now. And if you get the factory finish on it, you can get a 15-year warranty. It isn't that you'll never paint it again, but it will really, really last.
Okay, what kind of siding, if I didn't want vertical, would you recommend? Like, if you were putting siding on your house, what kind of siding would you put on your house?
And that is, I mean, that's a personal decision. I mean, so, you know, horizontal siding, if you were going to do that. I mean, if I was going to side my home, I would use one of those synthetic products for sure. They're more expensive.
So it's Hardy Boar, and what was the other one?
CertainTeed makes a product called Smart Strand. They have a couple new names, CertainTeed Siding. And they're synthetic. Well, the Hardy is a concrete base, but there's, you know, it's a mix of whatever. I'll give you an example. We live in a brick home, but I have a screened-in porch on the back that I built right when we renovated the home back in 01. And that has Hardy concrete siding on there that I painted right after we did all the work. I painted it. I didn't get the factory finish 18 years ago. I haven't painted it since.
Oh, okay.
It holds up.
Okay, and do you have a contractor that you would recommend?
Where do you live?
Frankfurt.
Call Rogers Roofing. They do siding as well.
All right.
And they work down by you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a nice holiday weekend. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go from Frankfurt all the way up to Evanston and talk to Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen. You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Evidently, it's a siding half hour or something, because I have a siding question as well.
It's all siding all the time.
Right. I actually own a 20-year-old home in Grace Lake that I've been renting for the last couple of years. I'm trying to sell. It's got red siding, vinyl siding on it, and the feedback that keeps coming, and I thought I had a price for this, but is that people don't want to move into a house where the siding is fading on the south side. So my question is there any way to prime and paint vinyl siding, or am I going to have to invest in replacing it?
Well, you can paint anything, and it will hold up pretty well. But when you go to have an inspection, the inspector will say, you know, they painted the vinyl siding.
Yeah.
And so
an educated buyer will go, how long is that going to last?
Right. So the thing is that, look, every home will sell for the right price, and if you go and paint it, well, I guess here's my question, Kathleen. This home, other than the siding issue, what else does it need? Like if somebody, but in other words, if someone's coming in going, okay, it's a great location, but you know, it needs a new kitchen and it needs a new. I mean, I'm not saying that to be like a negative to you, but you got to take a look at what it is you're selling. And so
right. If
there are other things that have to happen, I mean, yeah, the siding is part of it, but to go ahead and spend that kind of money to re-side it all, you will not get that money. I promise you.
I know. That's what I thought. And we really did bring it down. The kitchen was done probably 8 years ago. The master bath has never been done, but the other bathrooms are done. So, and, you know, there's other little things that I need to do, like there's some rotted planks on the deck and that kind of stuff I know that I'm going to have to do. But it just seems like that's the one thing that keeps coming back in the feedback that we get from prospective buyers.
So they say, boy, we'd love the home, but it has to be re-sided.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what I would do is get an estimate for what it would cost to re-side it, and then use that as a bargaining chip if someone's going to make an offer.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't spend, I mean, if you go inside one side of the house, it's also going to be, I just don't see how you're going to benefit from that.
No. No, and I can't because it's not, I don't think I'd ever match the red.
No, you won't. And it's going to be like, yeah. Hey, how come this red doesn't match? Oh, well, they redid that. Well, what about, so the minute you throw that out there, like, well, how come they did that side? And then, you know, we're in a situation now where a lot of, especially young buyers, are very focused on what the inspectors now have a lot more say, whether they know this or not. I think they probably do, because we've got generations of people that have very little knowledge about the home. And if an inspector says this, or some contractor says, oh, well, that's this, well, and then they run away. They want as many, you know, I forget who I was talking to, a friend of mine who's a realtor, and says everybody wants the home to look like it's out of, you know, the Joanna Gaines's TV show.
Yeah.
But they don't want right. But they don't want to pay for that price. They want it really cheap, but they want it to look like that. Well, it just doesn't happen.
And they want it and move in ready. Nobody wants to do any work.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So you either go the whole opposite thing where we're going to do the kitchen and do blah, 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 blah. But you probably won't get that money either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think for a two-story? It's 2,500 square feet above grade. What am I talking for siding? Is it 10, 15, 20?
For the whole house?
Yeah.
If you were going to reside the whole house, a two-story home, you're probably in the $15,000 to $18,000 range.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, if you're going to do that, you could contact Cobblestone Development and get an estimate from them. They do a really good job. They'll get you a good price. It'll be done right. And if you're going to go that route and really, you know, pick up the curb appeal and get that done so that driving by it looks great and you're like, I mean, here's the reality. Let's call it 20 grand, okay? Let's just, for the sake of the argument, that it's 20 grand. Maybe you'll get 10. So that's what you got to ask yourself.
Right.
You have to answer that question.
But I get it sold.
But you get it sold, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's a numbers game. You got to do the math.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Okay. That's super helpful. Thank you so much for your advice.
Appreciate you calling. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break. What? Yes? Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Thank you so much for listening. Happy Labor Day weekend. Thank you, Lindsay, for producing. Don Kleppen on news. Mark Carmen on the sports. Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. I so appreciate all of your help and you guys all being here this morning. And you in particular for listening every Saturday morning. You're so kind. I hope you have a great weekend. Our last caller is Patrick in Oak Brook. Hey, Pat, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Love the show. And you guys do an awesome job. So, thanks,
Pat,
again.
I'm going to do one better for the Labor Day weekend. When we're done speaking, I want you to stay on hold because we're going to send you out a Marconi gift pack that when it comes to your house, you're going to need to lift with your knees. What's included in that gift pack, Lindsay?
Well, Lou, it's an assortment of Marconi Giardiniera pasta sauces and salad dressings, one of Chicago's favorite traditions since 1898. Find them at marconi-foods.com. Marconi makes it better.
Wow, you could be the announcer for The Price is Right. That's what you just sounded like. How can I help you, Patrick?
All right, so I've been out here in Oak Brook now 5 years. Have an awesome contractor, and I have this mysterious problem going on with air conditioning. So, got to the first year, and all of a sudden, I lose Freon in my AC on the first floor. We went and tested, we did some testing on it, we did some pressure testing with nitrogen, we've replaced the coil, so it's literally every 9 to 12 months, I lose AC. Well, push came to shove, contractor came back in, we put some holes in the ceiling, we replaced the compressor. Now it's every 3 months to 2 to 3 months now that I lose Freon. And we've done the electronic leaks test. We've done nitrogen testing. Got holes in the ceiling. Last thing I'm doing is I'm ripping out the line set, but I don't want to do that. So I'm calling you.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Where is the AC unit located in the house, like the furnace and AC?
The furnace is on the north side in the basement, and the AC unit is at the south, let's say the southwest corner. So got a pretty big gap that I'm running from in the house, in the ceiling, for the line set.
Could you temporarily disconnect the line? Is it possible physically to temporarily disconnect the line set that you have and connect a separate line set that you would just temporarily hang or lay across the floor from one end to the other and connect to the condensing unit?
Yeah, I could do it outside. I don't think I could do it inside. I have to take bricks off because it's a brick.
Right. But I mean, meaning that outside, in other words, my point is this: after every you've got a small leak in the line set somewhere. That's what it is.
Right.
And so the way that you're going to solve this problem is there is a flexible line set that that can be purchased or used as a test. Have the AC contractor, if you still have refrigerant in there, to capture all the refrigerant. And then from there, you can connect this temporary line set to the AC unit and give it 3 months and then see what happens. If it doesn't leak anymore, then we know we have to replace the line set. You may be able to use that same line set, and disconnect it, clean it up, and use it again. But based on everything else that you said, you have some sort of hairline crack that is not being tested in the pressure side of it. That just takes too long. They're pressure testing and looking in an hour or so, you're not seeing it. But over a 3 month period, now that you have the new compressor, which is more powerful, that's why it's leaking more when it's drawing. And so my recommendation is you got a bad line set. You could either do the test first so you don't have to tear anything up. And if that's successful, then you know to change it all and have it done the right way. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hang on a second because we're going to send you out that Marconi Giardinera gift pack. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Lindsay, have you heard this week that Steve Alexander was filling in for Big O? Did you hear him at all? He was filling in. Steve Alexander was in for Big O. I'm talking to you. Oh. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
No.
He sent me a quick little note that he wanted me to share.
Great.
He said, I finally did it. I bought a new pair of shoes with that memory foam in there, the memory foam that you can get? Insoles. No more forgetting why I walked into the kitchen.
Good one.
No, it wasn't that funny. Anna Belleval is in for Steve. What's his name?
No. John Williams. John Williams.
Whatever his name is. He's a part-timer. The guy never works. Hi, Anna.
That's my segue?
That's your segue. Tell me, do you have a special guest today?
Yes, I do. My daughter Amelia is going to make her second radio debut. Can you
Something
say hello
like
to Lou?
That.
Say hello. No, just say hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm great. Keep your mom on track, will you, please?
I will. Will do.
Yeah, she will. She's here to just throw in my face everything we didn't do this summer. We're going to talk about, it's the last weekend of summer, unofficially.
Right.
So we're going to talk about all those things you didn't get to do or that you did and you loved. And it was hard for her to come up with a list of things she loved this summer.
Why?
You'll just listen and I'll tell you why my summer wasn't as exciting for the children as it could have been.
Right.
Because I need more mommy guilt. Yes.
Right. It's not enough.
Right, Lindsay?
Right?
I need to hear how I suck at this even more.
Well, I'm sure you're not that bad, and I'm sure it'll be a wonderful show.
Exactly. She's at WGN Radio. When we got here to downtown, she's like, I feel like I'm in New York. I said, it's better.
It is. All right. Have a great show, ladies.
Thank you. And thanks for the tips yesterday. I appreciate it, Lou. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.